The Beleaguered City by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. I have read in some old marvelous tale, some legend strange and vague, that a midnight host of specters pale beleaguers the walls of Prague. Beside the Moldau's rushing stream, with the wan moon o'erhead, there stood, as in an awful dream, the army of the dead, white as a sea fog, landward bound. The spectral camp was seen, and with a sorrowful deep sound the river flowed between. No other voice nor sound was there, no drum nor sentry's pace. The mist, like banners, clasped the air, as clouds with clouds embrace. But when the old cathedral bell proclaimed the morning prayer, the white pavilions rose and fell on the alarmed air. Down the broad valley, fast and far, the troubled army fled. Uprose the glorious morning star, the ghastly host was dead. I have read, in the marvelous heart of man, that strange and mystic scroll, that an army of phantoms, vast and wan, beleaguer the human soul, and camped beside life's rushing stream in fancy misty light, gigantic shapes and shadows gleam portentous through the night. Upon its midnight battleground the spectral camp is seen, and with a sorrowful deep sound flows the river of life between. No other voice nor sound is there in the army of the grave. No other challenge breaks the air but the rushing of life's wave. And when the solemn and deep church bell entreats the soul to pray, the midnight phantoms feel the spell, the shadows sweep away. Down the broad vale of tears afar the spectral camp is fled. Faith shineth as a morning star. Our ghastly fears are dead. The End. Read by Rick Kistner for Litigo on the web at fcit.usf.edu.